MPI is resuming appointments for hail claim estimates next week. The combination of ongoing labor interruption along with a sharp increase in the number of hail claims in 2023 has required MPI to put additional measures in place to support customers. This year is projected to be one of the worst years for hail-related claims in the past two decades. MPI has received over 11,600 hail claims this year so far, with over 3,800 alone coming from the severe storm in Winnipeg and surrounding areas on August 24. This has left thousands of MPI customers in need of an estimate before their vehicle can be repaired. In response to increased volume of hail claims, MPI is opening up dedicated resources at its physical damage center to provide faster estimates, helping more customers get their vehicles repaired sooner. Impacted customers are being contacted to schedule appointments, with priority given to customers whose appointments were canceled during the week of August 28. Customers who have not yet reported hail damage on a drivable vehicle can open their claim using MPI's new online claim form. MPI is encouraging customers with hail damage in Winnipeg and the surrounding areas to wait for an MPI estimating appointment rather than visiting a repair shop. MPI provides strike negotiation details to date. The Manitoba Government and General Employees Union, MGEU, continues to reject Manitoba Public Insurance, MPI's offer to proceed to binding arbitration on the issue of general wage increases, choosing instead to keep employees on strike. MPI's enhanced and guaranteed total monetary offer of up to 17% of the average bargaining unit salary includes general wage increases of 8% over 4 years and a new and permanent wage pay step of 3.5% that will apply globally to all unionized employees. In addition, the offer includes a lump sum signing bonus of $1,800 or 2.8% of the average bargaining unit salary, and other benefit enhancements totaling 1.7% of the average bargaining unit salary. A further special wage adjustment of 1% is included for employees in the operations division, which accounts for 3/4 of unionized staff. This offer could be actioned immediately, while the specific issue of general wage increases beyond 2% per year is resolved through a fair binding arbitration process as MGEU makes its case for further increases. Proceeding to arbitration would enable MGEU to seek the increases they claim are preventing them from accepting the deal, while fully protecting the offer that is on the table, said Ward Keith, MPI chairperson. It would also bring MPI employees back to work, ending service disruptions and reducing financial impacts to those on the picket line and their families. Despite the ongoing labor disruption, MPI continues to expand its service delivery, including the resumption of hail estimating services next week. Beginning Monday, September 11, MPI will be opening up dedicated resources at its physical damage center using new technology to provide faster hail estimates, helping more customers get their vehicles repaired sooner. More information is available on MPI's website.